Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt, the very first show of 2018. This is episode 1801 or 18-01. Happy New Year to everyone who didn't get to hear me say that yesterday on the show over at KTW. But it is a new year and I'm excited about so many things that are coming up this year that, have some challenges ahead. But I'm still very optimistic about all of the things that are going on and the relationships that are being built and forged, and so many just patriots that are on mission to make use of this borrowed time that we have while President Trump is in, while the leftists and the communist revolutionaries are gearing up for their opportunity to take control back. Well, we should be gearing up as well. So, anyway, until that happens, we've got a lot of work to do. And, this is going to be a good year. Hey, before I go any further, I know that I've received, I don't know how many, I didn't even count them, how many Christmas cards from you in the listening audience. I want to thank you guys for that. That was very moving. I don't think I've ever gotten more Christmas cards, ever from listeners, and I still have them hanging up on the wall, and I'm gonna come. Yeah, it was kind of a little lonely holiday season this year, and in a lot of ways. But you guys are just really great and so supportive, and thank you for your patience as I've kind of navigated some of the challenges here in the last 5 months. And there's more challenges ahead, but we're going to pull through it. We're going to get through it together, right? So those of you who did include return addresses, I will, or at least if I can figure out who you are, shoot you an email saying thank you very much. Some of them came anonymously. It was really great. And also from the one-time pad exercise, the Christmas giveaway, I still have a couple of prizes that need to be shipped off, and I apologize for that delay. And I had some distractions, but I'm going to get those shot out here tomorrow. So, you have that to look forward to if you've not received yours yet. Now, also, I have another announcement. With the new voice streaming, we weren't able to live stream for quite a while because, the absence of the, computer that's used for that, that's all configured for that, is gone. So, we've overcome that. We now have a VoiceStream HD Pro on the same account, but it's a separate device that I can actually take portable with me now. It's a really exciting, new exciting addition to Radio Free Redoubt and our capabilities. But something else that was added to that account is a phone number. It's a free phone number that you can call into and listen whenever we are live streaming, like we are right now on Sunday night. So, if there's a major emergency, we go on the air, live streaming to bring information to you. And also, when we're regularly scheduled to live stream, and then special events. So, we're working on a Jordan Page concert at the end of this month, the end of January, and we're hoping to live stream that as well. So, So the phone number is a really cool thing. I want to tell you guys a story. This is very, very moving for me. I was told a couple of years ago, from a listener, a faithful listener, and, who's become, he and his wife have become just great friends. And, they live nearby, somewhat nearby, within a couple hours away. And anyway, they have some other folks in their community who love Radio Free Redoubt, and they have no internet. So what they do is this listener who has internet calls them up on the phone, holds the phone up to the speaker, and they listen in bed, an elderly couple. They lay there and they listen to the show on Sunday nights. And then when the show's over, then they go to bed. But they listen on the telephone. And I actually got a chance to meet them. It was such a pleasure, such an honor to be able to meet them. I don't know. I didn't know what to say. It was it's very humbling. Let's just say that. But just the sweetest people. And now they can call in directly whenever we're live streaming. They can just call this number. I'll give it to you right now. It is 857-757-1085. And we'll get that posted. Actually, that's posted. Should be, if it's not posted, it's going to be posted really soon on the tab where you click on the website. You know, listen now, listen here. But we've had a few listeners and patriots shoot that phone number out to folks in their circles, especially with elderly folks that just don't have internet or they're not really sure how to navigate, you know, listening live stream. And if something doesn't work, you got to download a plugin or something like that, they're done. They're just like, okay, I give up. So, yeah, there's a way to listen, to call in that 857-757-1085. And we'll get that, like I said, we'll get that on the website for those of you to copy and paste it and email it to your friends, or just give them a call on the phone and give it to them over the phone. So there you go. That's pretty cool. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to drive to Zips and sit there and connect to the internet, use their Wi-Fi, unless you want to. Then you can just listen to the live streaming, regular live streaming, or you can call in either way while your kid's sitting there using the Wi-Fi to play video games or something. So if that's you, then you've got two ways to listen. All right, let's get into the news and commentary by Glenn Tate, who is actually sponsoring Glenn Tate, the author, and the 299 Days book series sponsoring the news. As usual, thank you for their continuing loyal, faithful support. Now I got a couple of international stories I'm going to cover. This is interesting because I was following this over the holidays, this revolution uprising in the streets of Iran. And now they're continuing still. The Iran's their guard. They're declaring victory over protesters, but people are still burning government documents in protest, in rebellion. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. The government has exercised massive control, multiple deaths, in people that are just tired of being overrun by this extreme Islamic government and Islamic law. And they've had enough, and they're just having the life choked out of them. Well, they're pushing back. They want more representation type of government. And so once again, it's been, you know, a couple of years since the citizens there rose up against the government. It was heavy-handed then as well. But we're going to continue to watch that. That's very interesting. It'd be very interesting to find out what type of nation state level players are behind the scenes in that. But yeah, there's still a lot of dissension, a lot of dissent happening over there. Now, in this is kind of interesting too. The other story is what could be, and they're already talking about this in Mexico. There is a candidate for president, and they're saying he's like a Donald Trump, but only he's a leftist. Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador. His campaign rhetoric can make him sound like a Mexican Donald Trump. The left-leaning front-runner in Mexico's presidential race is overtly nationalistic. What? Well, don't they mean globalistic? He's not a true leftist if he's not a globalist. But, all right, so he's a proud, nationalistic Mexican leftist. He's pushing Mexican people first. Wow. Policies and he peppers his speeches with anti-establishment slogans that thrill the working-class Mexicans who flock to his rallies. But it's going to pit the policies that he wants to put in place is going to put him right up against Trump, because part of Mexicans first, it means Mexicans inside of the United States are also coming first. They're the high priority. So they're saying that if the left-leaning nationalist wins Mexico's presidency, it could boost tensions over immigration, trade, and border security. What they're saying, and later on in the article, is they're saying it could damage cooperation between the United States and Mexico, because, you know, Trump is such a hardcore nationalist, which is a huge taboo in this day and age. With a nationalistic leftist in Mexico, well, this is going to damage cooperation. But I would submit we haven't had cooperation on border security or immigration. They've not cooperated at all. In fact, the Mexican government has done everything it could to subvert American law and further damage our relations. So to heck with them. Now, Trump's doing the right thing. Get that wall built. Quit talking about it and get that wall built now. Way behind. Now, here's a case I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about American Redoubt, kind of localized American Redoubt topics, because these are there is a reason why the State of Liberty has to happen. It's logical. It's going to be out of necessity. The Washington State Human Rights Commission quietly enacted a statewide rule effectively opening every public locker room, changing room, bathroom in the state on the basis of gender identity. How you identify yourself. Okay, that was back in 2015. So it would take place in 2016. The fury. The state law forcing this on people on the eastern side of Washington who have a completely different set of values. They're conservative values. Now forced upon them by state law. Now, this month, they again, quietly during the holiday season when people are too busy to pay attention, the Washington Department of Health pulls this nonsense. It's a page from the new progressive playbook. I'm reading to you from, this was pulled off of, Just Want Privacy. It's a outfit that are, they're pushing against this transgender bathroom bill, and they're called Just Want Privacy. So I'm reading from them. It's a page from the new progressive playbook, and it's working brilliantly throughout the nation. If there's a ridiculous social experiment they want to enact, but now they know people would never vote for it, they circumvent the people and advance it through bureaucracy or agency. Yes, what are called the rules. Rules. They form rules that have the same effect and enforceability as law. So this is definitely something that needs to be addressed and is being discussed as far as the formation of another state, the 51st state, Liberty State, how this stuff has, it's got to be dealt with. So anyway, what they're doing now is they're offering a third option on your birth certificate under gender. Now you can put gender X. So you can have male or female or X. And it's preposterous. So after receiving and considering public comment, the agency determined that the rule change, it's a rule, how they conduct business, it's called the rules, the change will provide individuals with the option to have birth certificates that align with their gender identity. The rule also removes the requirement for medical attestation for adults making a request to change their sex designation on their birth certificate. In other words, if you're going to say, if you're a male and you're saying that you have a female, you're a female, well, you have to have a, you know, medical professional say, yes, actually this person's, they are now a female. They've gone through this process and they had stuff cut off and they're now a female. Well, now it's just no longer even necessary. It's just however you feel, however you identify yourself now. Unbelievable. This type of just a moral decay is the reason why people in Eastern Washington are saying, we're not on the same wavelength here. We're not of you. You're not of us. We are not, we have no business even being tied together politically, culturally. We're just, we're on the opposite ends of the mountains. We're on the opposite ends of the spectrum as far as morality and political views and, just the whole world thinking. Anyway, the update too, an appellate court, about a week and a half ago upheld the penalty against that Oregon bakery the owners that refused to make a cake for a couple of lesbians about, what, 5 years ago now? Well, they've been fighting this, and of course the court upholds it. So that's just an ongoing battle. Remember them in your prayers. Lots going on there. So anyway, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the American Redoubt. We're going to focus on Idaho in the next segment, and how it's so important. The success of Liberty State is so important. It's because we're successful. We are actually seeing a major amount of success in conservative patriots relocating strategically. So it can't all be about Idaho. And we're going to talk about that. Stay right there.
This is Chris Walsh, a Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
We're back at the Voice of the American Redoubt in segment two, which is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. They are patriot-owned business, and they are helping people strategically relocate to the panhandle of North Idaho, especially the northern couple of counties there. That's their AO, and they're doing a great job. And if that's where you've got your site set, then check them out today at SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. Now, it's interesting too, because they're doing such a great job of helping people relocate, and so many people are relocating, that if you didn't see it in the news, it was all over. All the major news networks are covering this. Idaho is now the fastest growing state in the nation. That, according to a 2016 census report. So this is out of Breitbart here that I'm going to read to you. Idaho has the fastest growing population in the United States, according to newly released data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Over the last year, the Census Bureau concludes Idaho's population increased by 2.2%, the highest increase in the nation. Okay. Now, let's scroll down a little bit. The chief of the population estimates Population Estimates Branch, Luke Rogers, you got two different people they're interviewing here. Luke Rogers from the Population Estimates Branch, he's the chief, said in a statement that domestic migration of Americans is the reason behind Idaho's population growth. What that means is it's just other Americans that are moving here. It's not immigrants, and it's not births, like live births, where births are outpacing the deaths in that state. So it's because people are moving there. And the top two states, actually, in the top two fastest states are Idaho and Nevada, both western states, incidentally, places where people from California are fleeing from. And where they were going to Oregon and Washington, those turned into liberal bastions, and they're just skipping right over them, going right to Idaho or Nevada, right across the border from California. So the excess of births increase, that was the major contributor for the third fastest growing state, which is Utah. Those Mormons they're doing it. They are repopulating. They're doing what, patriots should be doing. And that is, breeding quickly, patriots. We're being outpopulated just through births. So down in the Mormon Redoubt, they are boosting their numbers. not because people are moving there, but because they are actually procreating. Now, here's an interesting take on the same interesting report, the same information, the same news, but from a different outlet. This is from ABC News, leftist, garbage, in my opinion. Idaho's the fastest growing state by population. And they cite the same U.S. Census Bureau. But then they go and they quote, Derek Santos, the economist for Idaho's Division of Financial Management, attributes this growth to economic growth. The reason why it's growing is because of economic growth. He says nearly two-thirds of the 2017 population growth was due to domestic net migration. Okay, they got that part right. This showing reflects the draw of Idaho's strong economy and low cost of living, Santos told ABC News. Okay, now, this guy, Derek Santos, of course, he wants to paint a rosy picture of the economy in Idaho. Now, although it is true the economy is growing in Idaho, it's growing all across the country right now. The truth of this, and this is what ABC News would never want to admit to, and maybe they're actually unaware of this, this could be happening right under their noses. The true reason for the migration of other Americans moving into Idaho is because they are conservatives. They are fleeing the leftist strongholds, primarily California, and they are getting the heck out while they can, of this communist republic, People's Democratic Republic of California, because it is choking the life out of them. They are political refugees. And I talk to them all the time, and they're all saying the same thing. They're moving the heck out of California. Same reason why people are moving from the Seattle area across the mountains over to eastern Washington, because they're tired of being surrounded by people that are hostile toward them. And some are even taking it a step further and going right across the border into Idaho. So we're seeing this growth, which this census report has gotten a lot of people's attention. They're looking at Idaho. Maybe we should look at that too. So it is patriots that are moving to Idaho. Now, this is going to take me into segment three. We need to support Liberty, the Liberty State movement, because the folks, the good folks in Idaho, Idaho is bursting at the seams. It is already in northern Idaho over there in Coeur d'Alene. That whole county there is going to turn into another Tahoe. It is the number one destination is Kootenai County, Idaho, followed probably, I mean, for people relocating to the American Redoubt, Kootenai County, Idaho is the number one. And it is the reddest county in the reddest state in the country and is growing quickly, fast, really fast. Followed by the northern counties to the north of it, just north of Kootenai County, is Bonner County and Boundary County up there. So something needs to happen before the place gets ruined. Even if it's full of patriots, if you've got this massive, you know, population influx, we need a place for overflow. So we've got to get behind the movement to form Liberty State. Because it is patriot territory. It is ultra conservative. They're just being ruled by Olympia and the leftists, where the bulk of the population, where they've got the votes in this greater Seattle area, forcing a leftist agenda on the majority of the rest of the state. They want to break the chains free and free themselves from this tyranny. And is going to take a lot of momentum. Because here's the problem. Everybody's moving to Idaho, and the patriots, I don't know how many I've heard them say repeatedly, if liberty doesn't work, I'm moving to Idaho. And in fact, many of them already are. They're making the jump. They're jumping across the border, adding to, you know, more growth besides just the exodus from California and other leftist areas, Illinois and Colorado, moving to Idaho. We need Liberty State has to succeed. It has to. Okay, so you're going to be able to learn more about Liberty State, because the first of numerous rallies and several things are going to be taking place at the Colville Ag Center at the fairgrounds up in Colville, Washington. That is strongly held patriot territory in northeast Washington, somewhat close to the Idaho border, but it's further north. And it is the location for a very large rally that's going to be taking place on the 20th. So we'll talk about that when we come back here at Radio Free Redoubt.
Mark Twain shared this insight. He said, "In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot." He's right, but now more than ever we cannot afford brave patriots to be a scarcity. They must be found in abundance. There may soon come a time when being a patriot without cost will be all but impossible. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Back with segment 3, brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designs to help keep you safe and help you thrive. You've got property or you're looking at property and you need a service to help you walk the land and look it over, or you just purchase land, you want to get the most out of it for food production, for security, securing your water rights, land rights. That's what these guys do. They've got multiple services. If you've bought property, if you have bought property or you're about ready to buy property, get a hold of Strategic Landscape Design to see if they might be able to help you and help save you from the future things you wish you would have done. Well, that's what these guys do. Okay, so let's see. Let's get back to where was I at here? Here I am. Okay, here in this segment, I want to talk about this rally, and it's going to tie into Liberty State. This is so important that this happens. North Idaho is not big enough to hold all of the patriots that are looking at strategically relocating. The American Redoubt needs to expand. This rally is going to be taking place. If you are in the area, if you're in North Idaho, and I'm going to really push strongly for those of you in North Idaho to contact those elected officials that you've been building relationships with, right? To get them to endorse and back Liberty State, because Liberty State will make great labor neighbors, much more so than having Olympia leftist ran communist policies right there on the edge of our border. It has an adverse effect on us. It would be so much better and healthier for the region if we could, if we got even our elected officials, in Idaho to back Liberty State and stand in solidarity with them. But mark your calendars. If you are in the area, if you're within 5-hour drive, I want to encourage you to go and listen to this. And I'm going to be filming this also, and we're going to be recording this. I'm sure Redoubt News will be there, Radio Free Redoubt will be there, several others, and they're going to have all the mainstream media and the newspapers and everybody else is going to be covering this. So I will be videoing this for those of you who cannot make it. If you are in the area, I want to strongly encourage you to show up, because it is also a fundraiser. They're going to be selling Liberty State flags, you know, with the osprey. If you haven't been to libertystate.org, you need to go there. The flag looks cool. But Representative Matt Shea will be giving his presentation at the event with the slide presentation, laying out all the facts about how viable this really is. And it is. It's going to be advertised in the local public newspapers. Flyers are going up all over the place and being passed out. So we're really excited about that. It is a fundraiser, so bring your funds to donate if you would, please, and be prepared to buy items they're going to be auctioning off. They'll also have a dessert auction as well. And they're just asking for people to remember that this is a fundraiser. There's a lot of costs involved with the websites and producing more flags and promotional material to really get the message out there to the public. That is a cool looking flag. It's really cool. So, I found this, this article also that, Representative Matt Shea wrote, would you support a 51st state in Eastern Washington? Now, there are a couple of polls that have been ran. One at KXLY, it was like over 73% of the citizens have voted in favor of Liberty becoming a state and breaking off from Western Washington. That is massively significant. And that is a local newspaper, news outlet out of Spokane. So that's not an echo chamber. It's not a patriot getting all of his followers to take this poll, right, where it's skewed. We're talking about, nonpartisan, if you will, a nonpartisan news outlet saying, this seems kind of like a silly idea. Let's show them how silly it is, and we'll run a poll and see how people feel about this. And we're going to take the wind right out of the sails of these guys that are trying to get this Liberty State thing going. So they threw up their poll, and they actually pulled it down because after, I don't know, was it 24 hours, 48 hours? They're consistently seeing over 73% supporting Liberty breaking away. And, of course, that doesn't fit the leftist narrative. Well, let's pull this poll down. At least that's what was reported to me. I didn't talk to the folks at KXLY about why they pulled it down when they did. But that was the story that was circulating, that they actually stopped it early. That tells you something. That tells you that that's beyond a super majority of people that are standing by this. So Representative Matt Shea, he's ran a poll as well. And he's getting over 75% support as well on the poll that he ran. So he makes the case for it. The natural resources, how we can better manage it, agriculture, manufacturing, businesses, how many businesses that have pledged to relocate their business. They're going to pull up stakes. They're going to relocate their businesses to Liberty if this happens. And many of them are talking about putting their money into this to make sure that it does. And for the naysayers, remember, the founding fathers, they were told the same thing. This will never work. You can't go up against the British. You'll never be free and have your own, be able to rule yourselves. It's just not going to happen. It's a nice idea. It's a nice thought. A little pat on the head, but it's just not realistic. Well, you know what? You can just stick it. Those of you that are saying that, as far as I'm concerned, because there's been too many people that have been victorious. Why? Because they refused to listen to those who said, this will never work. The reason why we have our country today is because they defied those who said, this will never work. And when you want to be out of your chains badly enough, you work for it. So it's about creating awareness. The momentum's there. Those who are paying attention, they are definitely on board with this. So we need to get the others that are asleep, rattle them awake. This is really important for the region. Strategically speaking, for the American redoubt, for our future success, this region, this is super important. So when we come back, we're going to talk about one other issue in the American redoubt, and it's wolves. And there's another event that's taking place in February that those of you in the area, I want to encourage you to support if you're able to. And we'll talk about that when we come right back. So stay there for segment four coming up here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Segment four of The Voice of the American Redoubt. And segment four is brought to you by our friends at Works Holsters, a Patriot-owned business. where they make their holsters with a lifetime guarantee right here, made in the American Redoubt. Werks.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. Okay, now I want to talk about an event coming up also in February. So mark your calendars, especially those of you that are already in Idaho. This group has done an amazing job. This is called F4WM, or Foundation for, spelled out, Wildlife Management. And that is the name of their website. It is www.foundationforwildlifemanagement.org. They are going to have a fundraiser. Now, before I get into that, let me explain something. I've ran into two people so far that have shown me pictures of moose and elk that they've harvested. And have harvested these animals in wolf territory. And they went to field dress the animal and opened it up. And their organs were complete. Now, I've never seen this myself, and people are harvesting perfectly healthy animals all the time. So it's not like all the animals have this. But too many of them do. And all of their organs were completely covered with these giant golf ball-sized cysts. And some of them like softball size. Those are worms. Those are worms that are attaching to the organs that are killing these animals. And these worms are the larvae, the little heads, are in the feces of wolves. It's something that is specifically with these wolves. They're not getting it from cougars. They're not getting it from bear. They're not getting it from coyotes. This is specifically from wolves. And so when they make their mess on leaves, which moose and elk are eating, or it dries out, even in the dust that's kicked up from it when they ingest it, inhale it, their lungs, these worms start growing, and it's like fills their lungs up with these nodules, and then all of their organs, it just goes all through their systems. It's horrible. What a horrible way to die. Just unbelievable. And so I've seen the pictures of these bow hunters going, look at this, dude. We took this to the fishing game, and they just shrugged. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen that. Yeah, that's pretty common. And then they issue them a new tag. You can go out and get another one. Like, I'm not sure if I want to now. But no, but then they go out and they get one. It's healthy. But this is happening more and more too often. The wolves they should have never been reintroduced. The wolves that were reintroduced here, by all the reports that I've seen, are clearly that these are Canadian timber wolves. They're not even the wolves that were indigenous to this area before wolves were eradicated from the area. Now they're breeding so prolific that they're out of control. And it's worse for Washington, which is another reason for Liberty State to become its own state, so they can manage their own wildlife, their own natural resources, their own forests, and their own water, and their own agriculture. Because of the ridiculous policies, they've taken away hunting cougars and bears with dogs. And so now those cougar and bear populations are out of control. And then the wolf situation is just ridiculous. So this Foundation for Wildlife Management up in Bonner County at the fairgrounds, that's in Sandpoint, Idaho, Saturday, February 10th at 4 p.m., they're going to have a dinner. They're going to have auctions, games, raffles. They're raffling away. Look at some of the cool stuff that they're raffling away. I want to try to go to this if I can. The doors open at 4, so you can walk. You know, they've got a silent auction. This is a fundraiser also. You can participate in the general raffle. They've got live auction items that you can look at. And, of course, they got the dinner there, too. Participate in all the exciting games. Dinner will be served at 6, followed by guest speakers, auctions, games, and prizes. So what are some of these prizes? Oh, and then the raffle tickets. If you buy your tickets before February 3rd, you get $100 worth of raffle tickets for $50. And they're raffling off firearms, hunting packs, just a bunch of other gear like this. They're purchasing dinner tickets, or they're urging you to purchase your dinner tickets ASAP. So that you can, they got a F4WM engraved Henry's Golden Boy rifle, one of their ladies Valentine's Rose raffle guns, guided tour, outdoor adventures, wolf trapping, memorabilia, attractive rustic home decor, getaway packages for you and your significant other. I mean, they're giving away a bunch of stuff in these raffles, but they're trying to raise money, and these guys are, they're really, truly making an impact. Since the introduction of wolves, the Northern Yellowstone elk herd has been reduced 80%. The wolf population is 500% larger than the goal of the wildlife management. 500% more wolves than they were hoping to have. And the elk are taking a hit. The Northern Yellowstone elk herd, 80% down. The Idaho elk population is 43% down since 2002. So in the last 15 years, 43%. That's almost half. That's unacceptable. But these guys have done such a great job. They've really, and of course, those figures are from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Those are some other, that's another group that does just so good at working with the state to properly manage our wildlife, specifically elk for these guys. But the Foundation for Wildlife Management, they have, where did I see, I had their numbers. They're saying that they're approaching reimbursement for 325 wolves. That's close to 50,000 elk saved because of their efforts. So, and that's because of the funding and support. It's really cool. So if that's something that's important to you, these are just, I want to cover some, just American Redoubt regional things this, in this show. And for, especially for our listeners already in the free zones and in the American Redoubt. And this affects you, those of you outside, you know, in occupied territory, working to make your way here to know some of the things that we're going to expect you and are asking you to join us in the fight so that, you don't come here and just, pull the plug and say, oh, I'm home safe. I made it. Now I can just go play. We want you to play. We want you to enjoy life, but we also want you to be balanced enough that you're also contributing to preserve this. So it does not become what it is that you just escaped from. And that's going to require all of us fighting for this. Okay. So these are just American Redoubt issues. Wanted to get those out there. Hope that you guys found that useful. And next week we're going to reintroduce the one-time pad. We're going to get into more of kind of our resistancy tradecraft type of stuff because I think we need to be starting to think about that for the future. While we have borrowed time, let's use the time to start developing some skills and a mindset to meet the challenges that are definitely coming. So we don't want to, you know, get lulled too much into a sleep here. Enjoy this reprieve, but there is a fight coming for America and Americanism and for liberty. Whoa. All right, whoa. Okay, this is John Jacob Schmidt. You guys have a blessed week. I will talk to you next week. And thank you for your prayers, your support, your emails, your encouragement, and also your financial support. Super, super huge, especially this very critical stage right now. So thank you guys all for that. God bless you. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. Good night.